And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric.
Hello.
Hello, King Cow.
Hello, Blob. Robert Q. Blob.
Yes, Your Eminence.
How's it going?
It's going well. You know, sometimes the way I record stuff and cut it up is just horrendous.
Shocking.
Yeah, go figure.
Sometimes you do things and I say...
Shocking.
No, I just shake my head in disbelief. What was he thinking?
Yeah, it probably wasn't.
You know what? Sometimes I think you're the new Joe Biden.
Ooh. I guess I'm not going to be pleased about that, right?
No. you know one of the things Joe Biden said recently?
That he pees upside down.
No.
Okay.
I did that. I used to have to do that when I'd wake up with morning wood. Yeah. And I have to stand on my head and to pee.
Oh, wow.
You never did that?
No.
I told one of my brothers, I think. And then they said, no, you don't. And I said, watch. And I told them to look under the crack. And so I was like on the ground trying. I don't know if they actually looked.
I always tried to work the arch.
Yeah, that's good. You have to do it. You have to start in the bowl and then back up, as opposed to starting from away and trying to make it in like a basket.
Well, I used to do the basket thing, and then
no, because it goes all over the place.
Well, yeah, sort of.
Anyway, no, he said that something to the effect that poor kids are just as smart as white kids. And then he quickly realized what he'd said and said, and rich kids and black kids and Asian kids.
So he's a complete moron.
Or a racist.
And you were referring to me as being a moron and a racist.
What? Yeah. Okay. Okay. You know what? I just said you're becoming a moron like Joe Biden.
Gotcha.
Okay. I think perhaps my favorite Joe Biden quote of all time.
Okay.
You can't go into a 7-Eleven unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not kidding about that. That's the quote. And he says, I'm not kidding about that.
Well, now I've been placed in a really interesting position here.
I'm just talking about Joe Biden.
Sure. I'm beginning to sound a lot like him. That's what you said.
But you've never said, hey, King Cow, you can't go into a 7-Eleven unless you have a slight Asian accent. Or, I mean, you can't go into a Chinese restaurant unless you have a slight Asian accent. I'm not kidding about it. You never said anything like that. You've never said anything to that effect. I said, this is before he was running for president this time. Oh, yeah, another classic, Obama. He's talking about Obama. Obama is like the first African-American running for president. I don't, maybe he didn't say the first one that's running for president, but he goes, he's clean and decent and well-spoken. And then he...
Thank you.
This was before he became his running mate.
Well...
I don't know. You can look all these things up.
No, it's not worth that.
Are you upset that I'm comparing you to Joe Biden? Okay, do you know what he's had? Two?
He's had two.
Brain aneurysms? Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I didn't either. But, yeah. I guess the second one, they thought he would not be able to speak again. So maybe it's just catching up to him. Maybe that's why I'm comparing you to him, because I know he has two aneurysms and you have the BC.
Okay, that makes it better for me then, I guess. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Well, I just call you President Blob. Vice President Blob, President Blob.
Nah.
I love the sound of that. Because, you know, whoever, if Joe Biden is the candidate, whoever they get as vice president is pretty much who they're voting for, because he will not make it through his 4 years.
Yeah, that's a tough job.
So you run for you run for president and let me be the vice president. So you say all the things and you know.
I'll tell you and you'll make it worth hearing.
And then you say all the things and then they'll feel sorry for you, and then when you die, I'm the president. And then I'll just do whatever.
Should I work on my drooling?
Speaking of drooling, did you ever see that Saturday Night Live? And this would have been like the within the first 3 years of Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
When Dan Aykroyd is on he's in a wheelchair, and he's got this contraption around his face, and down in the corner he's got a little like a
drool bucket.
Yes, and it totally looks like a little like a cauldron. It's a drool bucket, and he's like whipping his head around and the drool is like shooting. Oh my gosh, I could not stop laughing. That's when Saturday Night Live was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he had a little drool bucket and it when
I would have that play out today.
I don't think it was it was like braces when they had that headgear. And yeah. So then he just had a drool bucket sitting underneath. And I don't think it was intended in the skit to have him have it slosh out. I'm not sure. But when it started happening, and I don't remember who else was in there, because there was like three or four other people in this room, because it was like a living room setting with a fireplace.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was Jane Curtin or Garrett Morris or Bill Murray. But the ones that were in there were not expecting what happened or were so surprised by it that they just started laughing. I mean, they were trying not to laugh. It was right up there with Tim Conway and
Harvey Korman.
Harvey Korman and Carol Burnett.
In the dentist scene.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. The best part about especially the Carol Burnett show, the best part about that was when one of them, and usually it was Harvey Korman, would try not to laugh.
He could not laugh.
Because it was done live.
Oh, yeah.
And so Tim Conway would just totally just keep going on a rant to make him laugh. It just wouldn't stop.
Did you see his head to the side in that scene? In that skit.
Awesome.
I love that.
My brother-in-law told me they had at Disneyland, they have... I don't think that's what's playing now, but they had a show. It was Aladdin, and it was a live show. It was in California Adventure.
Okay.
I don't know if you went and saw it with us. I know we saw it. Went to see it.
I know we did see it.
Okay. Yeah. So in that show, he said that because when they'll have current event things happen, so the Aladdin will make current event jokes.
Right.
And so he said that when they were there, that Aladdin started, you know, going on a little rant, and the cast members couldn't say. And so he just kept going. He said it was one of the funniest things he had ever seen.
Oh, I'm telling you, the live performance stuff is cool.
Yeah. And some, especially if you have somebody that can improv. And I mean, if you can make your own
cast members laugh, you're
awesome.
That's something else. That's cool.
I figure about 90% of my material, I get people to laugh. Some of it, I'd say 85. I'd say there's 5% that I think is so funny that it just went over everybody's head. And then 10%, about 10% kind of falls flat, and I'm like, I guess that wasn't, I didn't get quite the reaction that I thought.
Yeah, it happens.
But yeah, I figure, I've got a B average.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It'll keep you in grad school.
I'm not in grad school. I'm not going to grad school.
No, but that would keep you in grad school.
No, I don't want to go to grad school. I don't need to grad. Is that what grad school is? To learn to be a grad?
No, to learn for a master's degree.
I can already master. I already have a master's degree in what I need.
There you go.
Master's degree in self-gratification.
Which doesn't take that long.
Master's degree in podcasting. Which didn't take, that took less time.
I got a master's in tying my shoes.
You really have a master's, though.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I don't.
But you have a master's degree, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a bachelor's. I have a BS.
Bachelor in science?
Yeah.
Okay.
I say BS and then everyone laughs like, oh, yeah, huh, sure. So then I just say whatever. And then fly two birds.
Fly the pair.
Yep. Oh, squeeze me.
Oh, yeah. Get rid of that. Was it tasty?
Yeah, no, not really. My burps hardly ever. My burps that taste are if I have like a donut, I will burp up donut all day long.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Donut is something that I guess is just because it's just the fat. It can't dissolve. It just sits in your stomach for hours.
Yeah.
But I'll burp for the next 5-6 hours when I burp. I can taste the donut still.
What's your favorite donut?
My favorite? I could go glazed, plain glazed. I really like that. But then I do like chocolate glaze, and I didn't like those as much. But probably my favorite would be like some jam-filled jelly-filled. Okay. I like when you bite it and it just squirts in your mouth. But sometimes you have to make sure you put your mouth on a little hole and suck. And get all the juice in so everything. It doesn't explode. Because sometimes you'll take it just like drip down your face. And I do not like that.
Sam, I am.
Yeah, I don't like it dripping down my face. Do you like when it like it's shot all over your face and then it just like drizzles down?
Well, I just, you know, I like to be the, what is it, the...
Receiver?
Fluffer?
Pool boy?
No, I like being in the midway. Carney style.
Wow. Carney style. I like cinnamon rolls.
Just the look on his face is like, oh my God.
So, what donuts do you like?
Chocolate old fashioned.
Yeah, those are all right too. I don't think I liked old fashioned as much.
Or maple old fashioned.
But then I got to like them. I got to like old fashioned.
Yeah, I just got a heavier cake.
There was a place where I grew up, Johnny's Donuts, and they had it was 40 cents for the killer donut. It's like I don't know how much it is now, but this killer donut was probably about a foot across. Wow. Yeah, you know, with probably about 3 inch. All the way around. It was huge.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was like a giant glazed donut.
Yeah.
But like 5-6 times the size of a glazed donut.
Really?
Yeah, it was a lot of glazed donut.
Yeah, it was like 5.
So I'd get one of those sometimes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you said you like cinnamon rolls.
I like cinnamon rolls. I like cinnamon.
Not my favorite.
I like the ones that you can get at the donut store. Donut shop. I like the ones that you can make your own and drizzle your own white sauce all over them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I prefer the icing.
Oh, that's what I meant, icing. Dribble your own icing over it.
Yeah.
Not your white sauce, sorry. You know, that didn't come out as
clean as you thought it might.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was, that's okay.
Yeah, my intentions were not what they seemed. No. What I said was not what I meant. We'll just go with that.
We'll go with that, yeah.
Yeah, because one time I did that to my wife. I drizzled white sauce all over it and gave her, here, try this one.
Try this.
I don't know if she liked it, but she smiled.
She smiled.
And then I saw her spit out the food. I'm like, what? She said it was too salty or something, but I didn't know what that meant.
Oh, you tend to use more salt than normal, don't you?
Probably. I probably did.
Okay.
I probably put too much salt in the ingredients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more, there's a, if you're ever in Pacific Grove, go to this bakery called Pavel's, and you can get the largest cinnamon roll I think I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. It's like...
Okay, he's trying to show me how big it is with one hand. That is awesome. It's like this, and he puts up his hand, and then he looks like, where's the other hand to say how big it is? Just put your hand, put it by, use that thing, your microphone. Yeah. Use that as the other side. So put your hand.
So front here.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Well, that's almost like a foot.
Square.
That is almost, that's 9 inches?
And it's at least 6 inches tall.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's massive.
Have you had
yeah.
one?
Yeah, I have.
So, 6 inches tall, 9 inches wide.
Yeah.
And massive.
I love massive.
Okay.
Cheese wheel. So, yeah.
So, it had girth.
Oh, much.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Glad you enjoy.
Yeah, me
was
too.
Was it drizzled?
It was drizzled.
Okay.
Yeah. It opens up in the morning, and once they sell out, they close. So
what?
They're usually closed by noon.
Once they sell out of cinnamon rolls? Or
once they sell out of everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they open at like, I think, 6, and they're usually shut by noon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 1 or 2 o'clock latest.
Yeah, I won't be there, so.
Well, if you're ever in the area.
I don't even know where Pacific Grove is.
Really?
Is it by Monterey?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
I don't know why I would want to go there.
Oh, yeah. I usually don't know why either, other than my wife wants to go. Let's go to the ocean, where it's cold. Yeah, okay.
So next time she says that, tell her you want to go to the Atlantic.
Yeah. I'd like to go to the Gulf Coast.
Tell her that and see what she says.
Yeah.
I know it's warmer. Let's go there.
Yeah, we can actually wade in the water there. Instead of like you can
wade in the water.
Not for long.
Yeah, you just the worst for me. The worst thing is when the waves come, and it splashes above your knees.
Oh yeah.
It, I don't care anywhere above my knees. I mean, once you get used to it, I guess you get used to it.
Yeah, but I don't like getting used to it.
I don't either.
It's like, why should I have to get used to this?
Yeah, you know what? I'll just go back and watch.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even go out there because then you get wet and then you get all the sand stuck to you.
So, well, you know what? You run out there and you get there at least to your waist, then you pee.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, which reminds me, the other, I don't know, 2 years ago, I think, I went there and we were on the beach and I told my wife, I got to go. And we're like in the middle of the beach. There's no way I'm going to make it back to the campsite. So I sprint to the water. And my brother-in-law's, I guess, did he have to go pee? No. And then I was like, whoa, it's a jailbreak. I was in there. And then I just got to the water and squatted down. And then a wave knocked me over. Oh yeah, it was, and then everything came out, and that was good.
When it all comes out, it's always fine.
But yeah, the wave knocked me over, and I'm like, ah,
Baby Ruth time.
Baby Ruth time.
Okay, so
Baby Ruth time.
I brought something I think you'll like today.
Okay. Okay.
Do you like these guys?
Okay, you could have played it without telling me.
Really?
Yeah, and I could have told you exactly what album it is. I could have told you exactly which song comes next.
Oh, we can still do that.
Well, I don't know exactly which song comes next. I know the first song on side one is Since You're Gone.
Got it.
Because when we went to go see them live.
That's what they opened with.
That's me and my friend were debating on what song they would open with in the concert, and that's what they opened with. This is their fourth album. I don't know if you remember my Island albums, but one of my Island albums is their first album.
Yes.
So I guess I like these guys. Okay. I have. See, and this is it.
Well, in honor of that, I'm playing this for you.
Okay. I don't know where my tapes went, my car's tapes, but my albums, I have the first one, I have Panorama, and then I have another thing that's like a broadcast with ABC. So, and I don't even know what album that, I should check and see what album that is, because it's a, you set down the needle, says, hey, welcome members of the Cars. How are you? I'm Benjamin Orr and Rico Kasich. Oh, we're good. How are you? And then we're going to play our first song. And then it plays a song. And then they come back and it goes to an interview. And then it's a double-sided album of an interview.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so. But I don't know which album, if it's for Candio or for Panorama.
Got it.
But basically, I think they play the whole album. Near the whole album. And then talking throughout the whole thing. But I also had Candio, Panorama, the Cars, and Shake It Up all on tape. And I don't know where those are.
Well, they're around.
Yeah, I found other tapes, but I just can't find.
For the Cars.
Cannot find the Cars. Can't find the Police.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they had Regatta de Blanca, Outlandish d'Amour, and Ghost in the Machine. I might have had that one, too. And whatever the first one, the Police. Regatta de Blanca. Yeah, I can't remember. But I had Zenyatta Madonna. So I had those four on tape, and I don't know where they are.
Where they've gone to.
Yeah, just like I said, I have a couple albums that disappeared. But yeah, so this is
the Cars.
And the album is
Shake It Up.
Shake It Up.
So let's give it a listen.
All right. What's the first song? Since You're Gone?
Since You're Gone.
See? that you're gone. Since you're gone, I took the big vacation. Since you're gone, well, never feel so dazed. Since you're gone, well, moonlight ain't so bright. Since you're gone, since you're gone, since you're gone.
I like that song a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's it. I don't know if this is my favorite of their releases.
I like it a lot.
It is a good album. It's a really good album.
So what I thought...
Did you like Candio more than this?
No.
No?
No. I liked Candio and I liked Panorama.
Okay.
But I didn't like it. I liked the first one a lot. And then the next two were... They were pretty good, but they didn't seem to be up to the same standard as the first one.
Got it.
And then the fourth one seemed to harken back to their first one where, excuse me, where every song seemed to be strong.
Strong and justifiable on its own merit, yeah.
And the thought that I have had... was usually a band's initial release,
right,
is really good,
yeah,
because that they've been playing that stuff for a long time and they're really tight and comfortable with it, and so when they finally record it, that it comes out and it's everyone likes it, but then they struggle on their sophomore release to come up with music that's at the same level of the stuff
that they
had been playing before. I mean, there's lots of guys' debut albums when you Guns N' Roses, Van Halen, Eddie Money, all their debut albums have like four or five hits off of them,
right?
Or four or five songs that you know and were played a lot, and then when you start to, you know, you start to have to write more stuff, there's a lot more pressure. You have a shorter time limit, where before you could write it and keep playing it.
Well,
and
yeah.
When you finally get a recording contract, then you put it on the wax. But then the next they want another album, and you have to do this within a year.
And you got a tour.
And you got to support. So, so it struggles. You struggle to come up with material.
Yeah.
So, and I think, you know, the Cars, the Candio, there's some good songs on that, and Panorama. But then I think you put out two albums that, they're all right. And then you come out, but you've... been writing and performing. So when your fourth album comes around, then you start to get more in a groove, and you're understanding the whole process because you've been going through it.
Your time management is better.
Yes. Yeah, so and if you, I think you'll find that a lot of times that the group's third or fourth album maybe even the fifth, start, it's, oh, you know, this is pretty good because they were able to do this and this and this, or maybe because they have some popularity, they get a different producer. So, it, yeah.
There's a lot of reasons why I think so.
This came out, I loved it. I was like, yes.
Yeah, it's a good album.
So it's the first concert I ever went to by myself, or with the, I went with a friend. The first one that I saw, and it was the Cars.
Where'd you see them at?
The Cow Palace.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that place.
Yeah, it was all right. I've been there a few times.
Yeah, I've been there a few times for different events.
Different events. Dickens Fair.
Rodeo Finals.
Grand Nationals.
Yeah.
Went to the Grand Nationals. I saw Elvis there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What else? I saw Rush there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That place, man, for Geddy Lee, that place just rumbled.
Really?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
It's a cool show.
Yeah, I like this. I like.
So, you want to hear the next one?
Sure.
This is Shake It Up.
Dun, 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 dun. That song,
I did too.
That's great guitar on that. Nice beat.
I like the vocals.
Oh, I like the vocals too.
Just, you know, the kind of the subdued, but not so, not light. And the beat was, I just can't not like that. You can't not like that.
Don't you worry about Two Left Feet.
Yeah. I know. Just shake it up.
When I first heard it, Two Left Feet, I always thought, like,
the French
pirate Lafitte.
Yeah. Jean Lafitte.
Don't you worry about Two Left Feet.
Yeah, I mean, it was. These were all well produced albums by these guys. I mean, they were real clean.
They have a good sound.
Yes,
they have a strong sound.
Very strong. I agree.
It's a pleasure to listen to the Cars, for me.
I haven't seen them, so yeah, it really brings back stuff. Always does.
Yeah, the probably the worst concert I ever went to. The Cars.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it was the worst. It was up there.
Didn't you say something about they weren't real?
They did not talk. They music sounded excellent. But
they didn't come out and engage with the audience at all.
They're talking.
Hi.
Their talking would be less than one segment of our show.
Really?
Easily.
Wow.
I say they said, "Hi, San Francisco," and this is where the Cars. All I remember them not talking very much.
Really?
And I thought, well, that's kind of weird. You know, of course, I go to other concerts, and then people talk a lot more.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine had seen the Cars somewhere else, and he said the same thing. They
really?
Didn't talk. So I guess that was their shtick.
We're here for the music.
Yeah, and the music sounded great. It just, I didn't know what else. I mean, I'd seen Elvis. That was the first thing I'd seen. I probably saw maybe some stuff at the fair.
Right.
So
you'd seen some performances. You knew
Elvis
people.
Talked a lot.
Well, he wouldn't shut up.
Yeah. So Elvis talked, but so I guess that's what I expected.
Okay.
Maybe. And then they came and I thought, well, that's weird. They just play music. But I didn't know. I didn't have a very broad spectrum of concerts that I've been to.
Right. Nothing to compare to.
And so then as I started exploring that realm more and more, finding, these guys do, everybody talks, everybody gets you involved, and these guys didn't.
These guys didn't.
They're like the only band I've ever seen that really didn't talk.
Wow.
Yeah, they just
came out and played.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, as I saw more and more stuff, it was more and more weird. But their music, I always enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's played when they got a keyboard, bass, drum, guitar, acoustic. A couple guys sing. Rick Ocasek and Benjamin Orr both sing, and they got clever lyrics. I think Rick Ocasek writes most of the material.
Got it. Okay. And
so kind of clever. Sometimes it's mysterious. Some mysterious stuff in there, but
yeah.
I really like their sound.
Cool. All right. Well. Let's get to the next one.
Okay.
I'm not the one.
I'm not the one that you've been looking for.
You'll be shooting for. I'm not the one who's coming back for more.
You
been through this too many times. It's never clear to add to mine. Going round and round, 'cause you can't get on your feet. Going round and round, still taking all the heat. Going round and round, never looking down. I'm not the one whose memory you still keep in. I'm not the one who's talking in your sleep.
You know why.
I don't have to tell you twice.
You know why.
Knew you when you were so nice. Going
round and round,
'cause you can't get on your feet.
Round and round,
still taking all the heat. Going
round and round,
never touching down. You'll be breaking it, and I'm not the one that you'll be taking it.
You know why.
Try to crack the shell.
You know why.
When you fake, it's hard to tell. Going
round and round,
'cause you can't get on your feet. Going
round and round, round and round,
'cause you can't get on your feet. Going
round and round,
still taking off. Going
round and round, round and round,
going
round.
That song is a lot slower.
Yes, it was.
Than the other two.
Yeah, but still a good song.
No, I still like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This, like I said, this whole album.
It's been a while since I've listened to this.
I mean, as well.
I mean, probably 10 years. Maybe not that long for you.
So I've heard some of the songs because they're on the Cars' Greatest Hits.
Okay.
But I don't think I have this album on... on CD.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I don't know where my tape is, so...
Right, so yours or...
So I haven't heard it, but I've Since You're Gone, I think, is on the Greatest Hits.
Got it.
Whatever that song, Keep It, Dance All Night.
Oh,
shake it up. Yeah, I would say Keep It Up. That's all I could think.
That's the, actually, the...
That's the name of the album, yeah. Yeah. That's all I could think of was Keep It Up. Get It Up. Get It Up. And I'm like, oh, that's not how...
Yeah, this is not... Well, still.
So...
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
It's a good album.
I like that song, too, okay. As well. I like...
It didn't seem too slow to me.
It's just slower.
I mean, it was slower, yeah, but... Still, the instrumentation on it is great.
Yeah, they have some interesting sounds.
Yes, they do.
Is that what they're, especially with Greg Hawks plays keyboard. He does some. Yeah. They do some non-traditional keyboard stuff, I think.
Okay.
Instead of just playing, you know, a synthesizer and getting, they'll have things included in the song that makes it sound kind of goofy. I don't know. They just put, it's more sound effects than part of the sound sometimes.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Or they'll make it part of the song, but it's not a traditional sound that you would hear from the keyboard. So,
yeah. It's still good.
Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't. It's just something I've noticed listening to them, that there's some sounds that just aren't
on normal stuff.
Aren't as musical.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
It's a
sound effect.
Yeah,
the
but
song.
They include it in the song, so right. it doesn't sound out of place. It's just not what you would normally expect to hear.
Yeah, that's not the traditional sound for that, like that space.
Because, yeah, the guitar playing I've always liked. Everything. There's everything is good about
their song. Benjamin Orr and Rico Kasich were the guitar players?
No, Benjamin Orr played bass, I believe.
Okay.
Rico Kasich plays guitar, and you tell me their names, I'll tell you.
Elliot Easton.
He plays guitar. He's the lead guitar.
Okay.
And then the drummer is... David, is it?
Greg Hawks.
He's the keyboardist.
So David Robinson.
He's the drummer.
Got it. Okay. Interesting look too for these guys. I mean, this is like for me. I always associated the sound with the style of dress.
Huh.
You know, because at this time, a lot of guys, you know, Huey Lewis and the News, they were all, you know, suits and that kind of thing. Cars, same way.
Are they wearing suits in the back of this album?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, pretty much, maybe without the sport coat.
Yeah, on the tape, you didn't get very big picture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, on the album, you get a bit bigger.
Yeah.
So, and it's, I mean, I like the album cover.
I like the album cover too. I thought it was cool.
Shake it up. Yeah.
She's got a drink mixer. Drink shaker.
This is for a martini shaker.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I always kind of like that.
Yep. So did I.
I don't like martinis though. Do you?
I don't even know if I've had one.
I've had one.
And if
ones.
I had one, I would say probably not.
Yeah. I was
because I would like, if I liked it, I would remember I liked it.
Right.
So I'd say I probably either had one and didn't like it, or I've never had one.
Gotcha. All right, that makes sense. I would say that'd be about the same way for me too. I think, yeah. I wouldn't know if I liked it or not.
Yeah.
I know. I don't drink sex on the beaches anymore.
Too sweet.
Yeah, you can't drink up. You can't drink like 9 of them in an hour.
Yeah, you can.
Well, yeah, but
there's consequences, but you can do it.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, there's some,
I experienced those consequences.
Some place called Minnie's.
Oh yeah, downtown.
Yeah, that they have some drink thing, and you're really sweet. You have a couple of those, and you're blotto.
Yeah,
you don't even realize it.
Yeah. I paid for it the next day.
I pay for it a few hours after.
Oh, well, yeah.
And then the next day.
The next day. I was scared the next day because I thought I was going to have to fly home. And we lucked out. We didn't fly home that day. We flew home the next day, and I recovered by then. Wow. I've been blasted in my life, but not like that. That was brutal.
Yeah. There's some things you can drink and not even realize there's alcohol in them.
Yeah.
I remember in Louisiana, I went to go play soccer, and went out one night to some place that had a wall full of Slurpee machines, all with alcohol.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I was drinking the one that had Bacardi 151. I think its name was Tiger 151.
Really?
And, yeah, and then Tiger was just ripping me apart.
Oh.
Yeah, I woke up in the girls' dorm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was only girls that are supposed to be there, so I had to sneak out. I was at practice.
There's all these girls around, and you don't even remember.
Oh, I know there were girls. No, I went there with a girl, but nothing happened because I was so wasted. It was.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm so bombed, I couldn't.
I was barely able to get to the room.
Yeah.
And then at practice, the guys all knew I was hungover, so they're like trying to cover for me. And
did they do a decent job?
Yeah, they did all right. I mean, I was able to practice, but
at least it wasn't game day, right?
Oh, yeah, game day wasn't for another 6 days, I think. 5 or 6 days, so, yeah.
That's harsh.
Yeah, it was bad.
The sweet drinks are just...
killer.
Yeah, I think because it's all the sweet drinks and stuff, it just raises your blood sugar to like...
87,000.
Yeah. And you're freaking out just because of the sugar rush.
Mm.
You know, the processing. And oddly enough, I don't recall throwing up a lot.
I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, and sometimes I made myself throw up. Because I knew it was going to come. I said, I might as well get rid of it now. Because I'm just waiting for it to come when I know it's coming.
Yeah.
Just come now.
Yeah, I don't like the bed spins.
That's the worst for me.
Yeah, it is.
When you're watching the room spin and then you close your eyes and you're like, I don't like it. And then that's when the throw up soon follows.
That's when everything goes into reverse.
Yeah. Oh, bad.
It's bad. Yeah. Would you like to get to Victim of Love?
Victim. Yes.
Victim.
Yeah, sure.
Let's get on to the Victims of Love.
By the glove, you're the victim of love.
gives in too soon is just not fair. What's she holding you tight? And she won't let go. She'll make it last and she'll make it slow. She'll whisper things you'd never know. Be sure.
So, listening, the organ, sometimes it sounded like an organ. Then there was other times it sounded like, not like a, I don't know, almost like a calliope.
Oh, yeah.
So he just makes different sounds that aren't, yeah. Doesn't seem like it would be in a traditional, I mean, a normal song. But it sounds fine with the way they do it.
Yeah, well, I was noticing there was a couple of notes that he picks that I thought just grabbed me. I'm like,
on the guitar?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, and they have a lot of that as well.
And that's a real catchy type of process in a song.
Because their songs aren't. Really complex, I don't think. There, a lot of their songs are, I think, really scaled down. So you don't have a lot of intricacy. But when you put it all together, it sounds
it's full. Yes. And vibrant. Yeah.
But it's not like you got. This one guy's carrying the band.
Well, you make that statement that it's not real complex. Maybe that's why they didn't come out and talk a lot, because it was like, I can't believe you people are paying good money to see us play something that you could play.
That's funny.
I mean, just, you know, interesting.
Yeah, I always liked their sound.
But, you know, like I say, you know, a simple beat and stuff is just powerful.
Well, it is.
You know, and these guys really arranged some neat stuff. I liked what they did.
I
always have.
Yep, I have as well.
You have a lot more of this than I do. You know, I wasn't a. You know, I'd get an album that I liked, and now with that, that'd be that.
Why'd you get this album?
I think it was because it's probably what I heard more of. You know, some of their other albums had good songs on it. They did, but I don't think they got played as much.
Mm, yeah.
I think this was their, like, the highest, like, record charting.
Is
know.
It?
Well, I don't know, but.
Yeah, because their first one was pretty good.
Yeah, which was.
The Cars.
Yeah, the one you played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it had, like, six of the songs.
Yeah.
Are on their greatest hits, I think.
Got it. Okay.
Or so close.
So, like I say, you know, I just think there's a real vibrancy to simplicity.
Yeah,
it was so clean.
Yeah, it is. It's very clean. When this came out, so because it came around 82.
I think so. Yeah.
81 or 82. And then part of me wants to say 84, but I don't think it was that late.
Really?
Yeah, I think it came out around 82.
Okay.
But that I'm not certain of. But when it came out, my friend got it as well, and we listened to it a lot.
81.
Okay. Yeah, so I think we saw them in 82.
Gotcha.
When they came and played at the Cow Palace.
What a place to play.
But
yeah.
It was cool. I mean, they sometimes you hear a band and you're like, I don't know who this is.
Right.
This isn't one of those bands.
No.
They're very distinct and
yeah.
And when a lot of times when I hear just a couple notes, I'm like, oh, I know what song this is. I know who it is.
That's why I didn't mind showing you, because there's nothing I couldn't have played anything that you wouldn't have known.
Oh, you could have played from front to back to front.
Yeah.
I mean, because like, well, Victim of Love, Victim. When he says, I just always got a kick out of that, because when they start to sing the song, it just goes, dun, 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 Victim. It just says it randomly. And
you can't miss who it is.
Yeah, so, any of this, just, you could have played three notes on Since You're Gone, and I would have said, oh, I know who this is.
Yeah. That's what I think is kind of interesting about it. Some, you know, like some bands, I struggle with it. Well, I don't know who that is. And you can't miss these guys. You just can't not know them.
Yeah, and even if there was something I didn't know, once I heard Rick Ocasek sing, or Benjamin Orr, for that matter, I would know, oh, I know who this is. It's the Cars.
Yeah.
Because there's some, I don't know, I think it's Heartbreak City. Till the sun went down, you kept it going. Yeah, so it's not Heartbreak City. Heartbreak City's slower, but it's whatever. I'm saying, you kept it going till the sun came down. In the video, so he's singing, and this girl. That one might have came out around 82 or 83. That one probably came out around 83, and this girl I was seeing, didn't. If you watch the video, it looks like. You kept it going. When he's singing, it looks like his lips are stuck together. When you know how sometimes your lips do that when you haven't talked or
right.
And she was like, I think she was grossed out by that. She kept on pointing it out every time they'd play that video.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and I would laugh because I could kind of see it.
Like, what a way to get infatuated with that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Different things affect different people.
That they do.
And she just, because when you kept it going, she just, I think, all she could picture is his mouth just stuck. Like, you kept it going till the sun went down. Anyway. Mm. So, you play the Cars, and it's, they just have, their guitars distinctive.
Yes.
And their singing is distinctive, and then their style is distinctive.
Yeah.
So whenever I hear the Cars, a lot of the time, like I said, the first few notes, I'm already cranking it up because I know what it is.
Right.
And
this is one group that I know that, although I didn't listen to a lot, they were so distinct that you couldn't not know who it is once they started playing.
Yeah.
So. Would you like to get the last cut on this side?
What's it? Yeah.
Cruiser.
Crawl out of our
Yeah, I really like that song.
Me too.
That one was not really played, but when I heard it, it was really catchy.
Yeah, it was to me. I liked that. Dun, 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 dun.
Cruiser.
And when he's playing, when he's doing...
All those little guitars?
Well, the guitars and the keyboard.
Oh.
I did really interesting sounds on that.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about at the end, though, each... He kept playing little guitar solos.
Yeah.
And it was different sounds each time. It wasn't like he was playing the same riff or...
Right, yeah. He was moving through different types of effects. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But then, and then...
I think that song is the one I like the most.
I really liked it. I don't remember if they played it.
I don't think it was played very often.
If they played it in the concert.
Oh.
But we liked it. And again, it's one of those songs where it's got the... let's go. It went, let's go. So that was clapping, and that one had doo-doo-doo-doo. And then we go boop boop at the next stanza or the next set of when it would play, it would do the music and then clap, then do the same sound, and then doot doot, and then it repeated that throughout the song. But it's one of those songs where you can, we would clap where it was, you know, where the clapping was,
where it was appropriate.
Yeah, and it was. I don't know if I liked it as much when I first heard it.
Okay.
But I know I grew to really like that song.
Yeah.
And then it was, it may have been played a little bit, but I don't recall hearing it on the radio.
It's funny, this one song that I'd be like, oh yeah, this is the Cars.
Yeah, but it still was the Cars.
Yeah. I mean, I like this song probably the most on this album.
Yeah, I like Since You're Gone, and I like Shake It Up.
All fine pieces.
But I liked him.
Yeah.
I liked Shake It Up. If I hear that song, because every once in a while I hear it played, okay, I'll crank that one up, because I just liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, this is really, I mean, interesting band.
Yeah, dude, I really liked the Cars. They were a good band.
They were always a solid play.
Yep.
Definitely always a solid
play.
That's
why one of their albums is going to the island for me.
Yeah, it is.
Because they're good.
They are good, most definitely.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that.
You know,
yeah, like I said, you could, if you would have played it backwards to forwards, I would have known.
Oh, yeah.
I would have said, oh, nice, Cars.
Well, I know you'd played a Cars album earlier.
And I would have told you what album. I could have told you what album it was.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd listen to this one. This one, I probably listened to the most.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Of listening to the whole thing.
Right.
This one was probably the one I listened to the most.
Okay.
Because by the time it came out, my friend he was into the Cars as well. And so we would listen, he would have it on and we'd listen to it.
Or you'd have it on and you'd listen to it.
Yeah. So, right. And whether, by this time one of us had a car with a tape player in it.
So you could be mobile tuned
and have it on and not, not be listening to the radio.
That's what I used to love to do, drive and listen to music.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
It depends on what you're listening to.
True.
There's times where I like listening to music, and there's other times where, probably because it's the radio, I'm like, okay, enough of these commercials.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, and I don't always, rarely bring any different media to listen to. And for a while, I would be going and I'd bring my if we were going on a decent size trip, decent length trip, I'd bring 10 to 12 CDs. But my Suburban has a CD stuck in it. The Yukon, I can...
got MP3.
I can plug my MP3 player into some port, so I could just bring that. I don't even have to bring... It does have a CD player, I'm pretty sure. I know it does. I know it does. I just don't remember how to... It's like, I think you got to pull something down to get to it.
Okay.
Or maybe there's a thin thing and you can just stick it in.
I mean, back in the day, remember it was 8-tracks.
Oh, yeah. And cassettes. And then cassettes.
And now it's...
Where you
now
plug in a cassette with a cord.
Oh,
to
yeah.
plug into your portable CD player.
Right.
And then another car I have has a 10 CD changer, but I just leave the same
10 in.
8 in there. I think there's 8, 7 or 8. I just leave them, and that's, I guess if I was going a little longer, I could bring some other ones, because there's a one up front also.
Oh, yeah.
Because the CD changer's in the trunk.
Right.
So I have to put them in. I couldn't really change them.
You can't change them while driving.
Well, you know what? I guess I could probably send somebody back to the... Hey, go back there and try and figure this out. Hopefully I don't crash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And now it's all MP3.
And then the other car I drive has somebody broke in and stole the radio. So it has no...
Really?
Yeah, I don't drive it very far or very much.
Right, but it goes from your house to work and back.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took it to Dean's Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
So whatever that is, another 3 miles total besides...
Oh, yeah.
Back and forth. So
yeah, I think your car probably wouldn't cool down by the time you got home from work, from where you worked to your house.
Yeah, or keyed up.
Yeah. Still all frosty when you get to work.
Yep, I've had that happen.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah.
And it's really not that far, so it's, yeah, maybe you get a little crust off.
Usually what happens is it, because I'm going 40, 45 miles an hour, that causes
the friction
heat. Yes. And so sometimes it'll melt off. It'll be on there. And it'll still be frozen.
First break, it's still frozen.
Yeah. I don't care about it after that. Once I just got to get there.
Yeah.
So anyway, I enjoyed that.
Glad you liked it.
Good one.
Thought I'd bring something that we'd both enjoy.
Yeah, thank you.
And I knew you would, because you played cars already, so yeah. I felt comfortable there.
Yeah, good.
I think you're going to like my next one, too.
Well, I think you're starting to finally loosen up and bring
some decent
music.
Stuff, yeah. I got some good stuff on tap.
Okay.
Yeah, I do, so.
Yeah, do you have anything else?
I do not.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blob.
Bye.
Later.